Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third, the third baseman, Johnny Bench. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting sixth, the center fielder, George Foster. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bill Plummer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Carroll. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Tom Carroll. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bench fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball four. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball four. Foster moves to second. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson catches it and throws to second to double up Foster. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Hahn moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tom Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll strikes out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bench hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 1 in the game. Koosman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Milan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0 for 1 in the game. Plummer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Crane Pool. Plummer reaches second base with a double. Tom Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. Carroll is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Milner hits a line drive towards first. Perez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bench bunts towards the mound. Koosman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bench moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Concepcion. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Concepcion steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bench scores. Concepcion moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Plummer hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster now playing right field. Cesar Geronimo now playing center field. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0-for-2 in the game. Koosman takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tom Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-2 in the game. Carroll strikes out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rose hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Hall now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milner. The throw from Plummer and he is safe. Milner steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub strikes out. One out. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer pinch hits for Ken Boswell. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milner scores. It's Mets, 1, Reds, 1. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Wayne Garrett now playing third base. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Chaney pinch runs for Tony Perez. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Concepcion moves to second. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geronimo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Bench now playing first base. Daryl Chaney now playing third base. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a pop-up towards third. Chaney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Theodore pinch hits for Jerry Koosman. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Dan Dreesen pinch hits for Bill Plummer. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Tom Hall. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowley for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Bench now catching. Dan Dreesen now playing first base. Clay Carroll now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bench fields it and throws to first for the out. Milner moves to second. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bench hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Concepcion is walked intentionally. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-4 in the game. Grote bunts towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Bob Miller. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-1 in the game. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-1 in the game. Dreesen takes first base on ball 4. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Clay Carroll. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Dreesen moves to second. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rose is walked intentionally. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Will McEnany now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Milan bunts in front of the plate. Bench fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. Harrelson moves to third. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Bench hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Bench reaches second base with a double. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-0 in the game. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Concepcion hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Chaney moves to second. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-2 in the game. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.